Good morning. Are you ready, kids? Really? Y'all excited?
Yes.
How long ago was I? How old do you think? I was 7 years old when I made my first communion. Seven. That's about your age now? You know how long ago that was for me? That was 43 years. But I'm still a baby, right? Sure, I see the smile. Exactly. Well, I'll never forget when I made my first communion. Sister, we had nuns in those days that used to teach, and they were on full habits. We had a fine time, huh? And these nuns, they used to teach us all the right ways. You know, you never were late for Mass. You had to do this, you had to do that. And they taught us how to fold our hands. And we had to hold our hands like this real tight. And sister, it was Sister Dolores. I'll never know Dolores I had in first grade. Sister Inhofe, she sat there and she made us put our hands together real tight. And she says, because you don't want the devil to get in between your fingers. So I remember my whole first communion sitting there like this, thinking, no devil's going to get between my fingers. You watch it. That ain't going to happen. So I don't even remember my first communion. The only thing I remember is no devil got in between my fingers like this. Like, oh, no, the devil's going to get... My whole Mass was like, this, right? And so I neglected that it was most important that Jesus Christ would come to me and make his home inside of me. And that he would feed me with his own precious body and blood. So now in my life that I'm 50 and I've been a priest for a long time, that I can sit there and the most important thing that I do now is say Mass, even if I'm sick. Why? Because to be able to receive Jesus and let Jesus, who's God, who the universe cannot contain, and this Jesus wants to live inside of me. And he takes up residence every time I go to receive him in communion, huh? And now listen to you kids. You heard the gospel today? That's what I read. Does anybody know the last line, what I read up there? What Jesus promises? Do, 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 do. Do, do. You know, if you put your head down, I look at you first. Do, do, do. Do, 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 do. He says Jesus makes a promise to us that he would what with us? Inside of us. It's the last line of the gospel, which I read, which God just spoke to you, and nobody paid any attention to, I see. Yes. And he would love us, yes. But more than that, he would begin be with us. Very good. He would be with us. That Jesus will be with us. And this is the promise today. That you and I are never alone. That you and I, that Jesus wants to so much be with us. It's more than just Jesus becoming a man. It's more than just Jesus dying for us. It's more than Jesus rising for us. It's Jesus wants to live inside of you forever. That we're never alone, huh? And today when you receive your first Holy Communion, who do you have communion with? Do, 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 do. Yes? God and Jesus, yes. And who else do you have communion with? The Holy Spirit, yes. He's going to come and bring you. He's the one that makes us one. Who else do you have communion with this first Holy Communion?
Angels.
Angels, yep. You get angels of being first Holy Communion with. Who else do you get communion with? Do, 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 do. Yes?
All the people.
All the people, of course. So everybody on earth. And who else do you get to be communion with? Not just the people on earth, but the people in? Where?
Heaven,
yes, yes. And one more place. You get to have communion with all the people in heaven, all the people on earth, and all the people in... Father Wright loves this place. He talks about it more than any other place in the world. Where? Everybody at 8:30 Mass? Purgatory, here you go, absolutely. Purgatory. So, for all eternity, we become one. We have communion with Jesus, with other people on earth, with the people that are suffering in purgatory, and with all the angels and saints in heaven. So this real communion is means that we're all together forever. That this is what God wants. That God isn't up there somewhere looking down and saying, hey, you people down there, I'm thinking about you. God is inside of you. And the greatest gift you could ever receive is to go to communion. There's nothing more important than you ever receive in your whole life. So when you get to know that when you feel alone, when you feel far away, when you feel abandoned, all you got to do is go to Jesus in communion. And then Jesus Christ says, you are never alone. I am always with you. I live inside of you. All the people, you know, if you have anybody like my grandmother and my father are dead, do I become one with them now when I receive communion? Yes, so I'm never separated from my grandma. I'm never separated from my dad, huh? Every time I go to communion, I become one with them. So I'm very intimate with my grandmother, very intimate with my father, who are in heaven, and we have this sacrament of communion together. So this is the greatest thing you're ever going to be with. You will never be alone for the rest of your life. You will always have Jesus, and you'll always be one with us, and you'll always be one with the angels and saints forever. Isn't that exciting? So you've got to sit there and just don't focus on Jesus today, though he gives you his very self. And you always need to focus on him. But also remember that this, when I become one with Jesus, I become one with everybody else. I'm never alone. So today, just don't focus on keeping your hands real pointed like this so no devil gets between your fingers. Be focused on what happens to you today and all the days of your life if you want them. Jesus wants to give his life to you so he can live in you, so that you're never alone, so you're one with Jesus and you're one with everybody. You got it? Get it? Gonna live it? Good job. Made you know his love today and forever. Amen. Now let us stand and let us profess our faith. We believe in one God.